Greetings, I'm Bill Plotkin. I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Rebecca Flora, who is Secretary of the Maryland Department of Planning. And Rebecca's here today to talk to us about the various ways that the state is trying to plan things to make it better. Rebecca, if I may call you that, welcome to the show.
Hi, welcome. Good to be here. Thanks for the invitation, Bill.
First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about the Maryland Department of Planning, please?
Sure, absolutely. First of all, I think listeners would be interested to know that we are one of only a handful of states across the country that actually have a cabinet-level Department of Planning, planning position, planning secretary, which I think speaks a lot to the importance the state has placed on this particular area of practice and profession. So that's pretty exciting. And I think that what's interesting about the Department of Planning, I just came in with the new administration, Governor Moore's team, last January. And so, you know, I've had to learn a lot too, but I think the interesting thing is that the planning agency, the Maryland Department of Planning as an agency, includes two different pieces, one of which is the Maryland Historic Trust, which actually is part of our agency, which is nearly a third to a half of our total agency is the work of the Maryland Historic Trust, which has been around for quite some time and doing wonderful things to, I think, elevate and share, you know, our shared heritage and wonderful, not only buildings, but landscapes and culture, you know, across the board. So that's a critical component of what we do. So I like to think of it as sort of the, you know, looking and treasuring the past. At the same time, we also have the, what's called the State Data and Analysis Center, which is actually for all of the state. We work directly with the U.S. Census Bureau as part of the not only the U.S. Census that occurs every 10 years, but the American Community Survey and the updates to all of that. We are the agency where all of that funnels through to really be managing that data, collecting the data, working with the U.S. Census on that. And that's a fairly big piece of what we do also. Additionally, we have what people might think of as the more traditional planning aspect of what we do. And that at a state level really is about how do we essentially, I think, you know, try to help local planning agencies do their work well, and then also ensure that we're all kind of rowing in the same direction, in terms of as a state of the things that we value and we need to value across the state, like sustainable growth, formerly known as more of the smart growth type strategies, which we manage also. And so, you know, I like to think of it as having those three core components of what we do, but we also handle the state property mapping as part of our work in terms of working with the assessments, the tax and assessments in terms of property mapping. So it's a collage of activity, but once you dive into it, you realize that they are fairly interrelated in terms of how we plan for the future of Maryland.
Right. Thank you. How can someone get in touch with the State Department of Planning?
Well, as with most things, the best thing to do is to go to our website, which is just planning.maryland.gov, and you'll find all kinds of resources there, not only the different areas that we work in, you know, the types of products we produce, the commissions we sit on, but then also direct contact information in terms of just our general number, which is 410-767-4500, which is really the best way. And then there is a contact button there to be able to email us or call. And that's really the best place to go is just go straight to that website and identify that contact information at the bottom of the homepage.
Great. Thank you. What's your background and responsibilities? I guess, are you from Maryland?
Not originally. My background, interestingly, is quite varied also. I think a big part of why Governor Moore kind of selected me to be in this role, it's quite varied in that but even with the various type of work I've done, throughout that has been a thread of sustainable community development. So my work really for a 40-year career has always touched on and been in the realm of
sustainable development. And I've basically applied that both at the local scale, working for an urban redevelopment authority as a project manager, doing brownfield redevelopment projects primarily in the city of Pittsburgh. I've also been the executive director of a community development corporation, doing housing development, running a Main Street program at one point in my career, started up the Green Building Alliance, which was the first of its kind in the country several years ago. And then more recently working kind of more on the private sector in consulting, which has resulted in more sustainable type projects, climate action plans, sustainability plans, really across the country, working in New York State, Florida, Colorado, and then even a project in Morocco on a whole new, brand new green city. I have had experience working globally at the state level in other states, and then worked on the state of Colorado's first resiliency plan, several regional sustainability plans in New York State, and then some of that global type work. Also headed up research and education for the U.S. Green Building Council as their senior VP, working in D.C. for a few years. Acting both as a nonprofit and a private sector developer, I kind of have the ability to have seen, these types of issues from a variety of lenses, both, at a local government scale, at a private sector scale, and a nonprofit developer perspective. So that's given me, I think, a lot of insight into the work that we're doing at the Department of Planning here in Maryland.
Yeah, you certainly have a practical as well as theoretical experience. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And I guess your job as secretary of the department is to make sure everything works, right?
Well, yes, the secretary's job is, unfolding. I see it as it's a couple different levels. I mean, first and foremost, obviously I have an agency to lead, and I take that first part very seriously in terms of taking care of my team. When I first came in, trying to understand the people first and the work they were doing and the programs, and really trying to do a lot of internal assessment to understand how our agency is operating and working effectively, serving the people of Maryland. So there's that primary role of really leading and doing the strategic planning that was necessary to lead the agency to be effective. Then the other role that I play, which is a fairly large one, is the number of commissions that I sit on. I think when I first took account when I came in, there were maybe as many as 30 to 40 commissions and working groups and task force that all legislatively named the secretary of the Department of Planning to be appointed to. And so I've tried to understand the status of all of those and where we have a voice essentially that I can weigh in on, maybe others that are less active, and in some cases I delegate other members of my staff to attend, but for the most part I've been trying to personally attend as many of those commissions as possible, which are really, I think, really important place to ensure that some of the issues in the realm of planning are being considered, whether it be the Maryland Climate Commission or the Maryland Heritage Areas Authority, which I chair, the Maryland Historic Trust, the Bay Watershed Commission, Appalachia Regional Commission. State of Maryland is part of the Appalachia region, and the governor is the official member of that commission, but I'm his alternate to that, which results in funds basically being made available to our western counties. So there's just, I could go on and on, but there's multiple commissions that are really important, the work there, and being active and participating in those, I think, is a big part of the role that I take quite seriously. And then beyond that, I think just really working as a member of the cabinet, being there as a member of the governor's cabinet to be looking holistically at our state, all the work that we do, and working collaboratively as a cabinet to be, you know, engaging in and working with the governor on trying to advance all of the priorities that he's put forth as part of the Moore Miller administration. So there's kind of different pieces to the job of a secretary. And I'll stop there because there's a lot of work to do. That's absolutely for sure.
A lot of pieces. But the basic when folks ask me about what do planners do, I say, well, the idea is to try to get the perspective in there that's not a day-to-day perspective, but that recognizes that today is part of tomorrow, and that tomorrow should be influencing today.
Yeah.
And they kind of give up at that point and tell me to go away.
Yeah. Well, there is a past, present, and future. You know, I mean, we absolutely have to, you know, understand our past, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And in the world of planning, there's been a lot of ugly in terms of everything from, you know, communities that were, you know, redlining and urban renewal and things that have just split apart communities for all the wrong reasons. And, you know, then there's another part of our past, which is just really valuing our heritage. So we must really, as a planner, you know, understand and, you know, be willing to, I think, learn from our past and to be able to, you know, move forward and learn from that. And so there's that aspect, but then there is the present of really ensuring that the decisions that we're making today are well informed, you know, both by data, by local, you know, by stakeholder voices, you know, that we're really being thoughtful of how decisions are impacting people today.
Right.
And then amidst all of that, we do have to look toward the future. And it's becoming harder and harder, I think, in the field of planning to look towards the future because things are moving faster. There's so many market and other disruptors, you know, climate, markets, COVID, you know, that are such disruptors to that you have to be able to really look at, I believe, scenario planning to really look at what are all the possible things we have to be thinking about to better be prepared and plan for a future where, you know, everyone has the opportunity to thrive. So I'll stop there also because I like to break it out into the past, present, and future, and how can we really, you know, inform better decisions, essentially, and shape better communities.
Right. For the public, what should they know right now? What should they be aware of and you know, opportunities for input?
Yeah, wow, that's a big question because there's so much going on. I think it really comes down to people have different interests, you know. I mean, I think if you talk to someone on the Eastern Shore, they're going to have a different set of maybe priorities or interests or issues than someone in Western Maryland might have versus someone in the city of Baltimore. So I think, you know, the first question I almost have to ask back is, you know, what is at the foremost of you know, a particular individual's mind? With that said, you know, and with that sort of being the preface, I think that, you know, in the end, I think most everybody is obviously interested in the, you know, vitality of their community. You know, what makes communities vital and, you know, and what makes, you know, I think healthy communities. And so I always like to go back to that core question of you know, what's on other people's minds and whether that be economic opportunity, you know, are there, not only are there jobs, but are we preparing people for those jobs adequately? Does everyone have access to those jobs, both from the standpoint of, you know, training, equal, you know, access to hiring, to just mobility access to get
right.
to the job.
Right.
And so I think vitality of communities really depends on that very core.
Right.
And then
right.
you have, you know, core issues of, you know, this whole issue of mobility and accessibility and how people are getting around. A lot of your listeners, I believe, would be in the Baltimore city and region. And so I'm sure, you know, at the forefront of folks' minds are issues of transportation and
right.
access to opportunity
right.
and economic opportunity. And
that sounds great. That sounds great. But unfortunately, though, we're about out of time. Could you give us that contact information one more time, please?
Sure. Two things. First of all is our webpage, which is where I would point people first, planning.maryland.gov, which where you can find everything, really. And then at the bottom of that page, you'll see our prime contact phone number, which is 410-767-4500.
Great. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, though, that is all we have today in Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guest, Rebecca Flora, who is Secretary of the Maryland Department of Planning, for being our guest today. Thank you, Rebecca.
Great. Thanks so much for having me. Take care.
Yeah, you too. And keep up your good
Bye-bye.
Work for all of us. And
thank you.
For Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.